Renee from Mommy Style, and this is the latest Emma's Diary podcast on postnatal well-being. Today I wanted to start the conversation about body confidence after having a baby and how we feel about embracing our new mum bods. As a mum of three, my body has definitely undergone numerous transformations, one of which was very recently with the birth of my now three-month-old baby girl, Posey. Therefore, you can say my stretch marks or battle scars, as I fondly named them, are still pretty fresh, and my mum tum is definitely still showing signs that my baby used to reside there. So for this podcast, I finally had the courage to strip off and have a look at myself naked in the mirror. Oh my goodness. Yes, I have new bumps and lumps, and I'm still pretty curvy. My stomach is very much extended and I look like I'm about 4 months pregnant, but it's a lot more wobbly now with excess skin. Lovely. I have two cesarean scars, my first being too low down after my emergency C-section with Henry, so they had to go in again higher with my subsequent births with Georgie and recently Posey. I have that type of skin that overheals, so each scar is very much prominent. My newest still rather an angry red. Thankfully, both still very much low down, so if I ever felt the confidence in the future to try a bikini, I should be okay. Being a stylist, I have become very good at disguising my lumps and bumps, and the stretch marks which now adorn my breasts and tummy are also hidden away. I know they are there, and I've learned to live with them. But is accepting these marks of motherhood the same as saying I have body confidence? If I was to go back in time, pre-babies, I guess I lacked body confidence even before I had my children. Those insecurities were only amplified when I became pregnant with my first. My boobs became bigger, which having a breast reduction in my 20s is a major insecurity of mine. Hey, they weren't supposed to grow back. Alongside this, my upper arms were filled out, as did my bum. I also developed back fat, which I believe is your body's way of storing fat for breastfeeding, which is incredible, but for me, hugely ironic considering I never quite mastered breastfeeding with any of my three, so surely that fat should have run away. We are also told we shall feel beautiful when we are pregnant, that we'll develop a glow and that our bodies will blossom. I never quite got that natural glow, but I did find with the right bronzer and highlighter, I could fake it. But don't get me wrong, I've always been amazed what my body could do, and I do have photographs of my pregnancy bumps that I am proud of. So let's talk about how I felt after I first had my little boy Henry. After I gave birth to my son Henry, I was in this amazing new mum bubble of love with a major dose of sleep deprivation. My days were filled with baby massage, extended coffee mornings with my NCT friends, and long naps in the day. I was happy my maternity jeans because I was happy our baby was finally here. It wasn't until I had to return to work that I came to the realisation that my old clothes no longer fit or didn't quite fit my new mum figure. I remember going shopping and crying in the fitting room because my usual go-to clothes didn't hang on me right. I'd spent my 20s finally identifying what suited my shape and frame, and here I was in my 30s having to start all over again. I found it hugely frustrating, and as I mentioned, I just cried and cried and cried. I remember just buying oversized check shirts that I literally lived in with my maternity jeans. I also bought some fashion bits like wide leg trousers, little striped Breton tops. As working and buying, I still wanted to feel like I knew about the trends. I've got to say, these items were never worn as they required big pants, starving myself the night before, and definitely an extra half hour in the morning to pull the whole look together. Plus, working in an office of young, trendy women also added to my insecurities, and I have to say, it was the first time in my life that I fell out of love with shopping. I dressed to get by, and that had a major effect on my work life and personality. It wasn't until I got pregnant with Georgia, my second, that I realised what major effect this lack of confidence had created in my life. I was scrolling through my phone with pictures of Henry of all of 2 years, and I didn't exist. Other than a few random pictures, I was absent through my camera roll. I was so self-conscious of myself, I wouldn't allow my picture to be taken. How sad is that? And I know it's something that a lot of us mums feel about, because it's definitely a topic that comes up all the time. Just not having enough pictures of us with our little ones. It was then that I embraced pregnancy style, and I promised myself I would start dressing the body I have now and embracing those lumps, bumps and curves. and thankfully that pregnancy was so much more enjoyable as I started to have fun with dressing up. I even had a pregnancy shoot for the first time as I was proud of my bump. You know, I played with silhouettes, I played with dressing up. It wasn't just about maternity jeans and an oversized top. For the first time, I really had fun with my clothes. And then when I returned to work after Georgie, I was thankfully in a better place and relished planning my return to work wardrobe. Rather than going into the old shops that I used to and picking out the old things which I knew wouldn't work, I took time to really explore what my body was doing and took time to try on new things which I hadn't normally tried. I also realised that big knickers were a godsend. When you get the right pair for you, they can literally transform your shape. And I just embraced the new curves. So, back to modern day. Thanks to an array of Instagram mums showing their real postpartum bodies, the conversation around body acceptance is starting to take shape. Those now familiar images of wobbly bellies, oversized maternity pants and swollen breasts unite us all in the idea that we're not in this alone. But then at the same time, when Meghan Markle and Mia, 2 days after giving birth, did their first public outing, the world over was unkind. She wore a beautiful white sleeveless trench dress, I always remember the outfit, and she had tied her belt over her belly. The belt accentuated her post-baby belly and she looked undeniably gorgeous and radiant. I loved how she was putting out a positive message that it's normal to still look pregnant after giving birth. She didn't feel the need to hide away until she had gotten her figure back. But the comments she received, especially from other women in particular, were shocking. Comments such as how pregnant she still looked, others mocked her hair and makeup, and people proclaimed that she didn't look as polished as her sister-in-law, Catherine. You know, just as no two babies are the same, no two mums are the same, and people should definitely never compare, especially after having a baby. Meghan, like so many parents before her, just wanted to showcase her new baby, and yet people were more occupied with how she looked. So, do we still have a long way to go on accepting what is beautiful? Now, this is where I've done a little research. During pregnancy, your body, or specifically your uterus, abdominal muscles and skin are increasingly stretched for the greater part of a year. So why do we believe that a few days, weeks or even months are going to decrease that area and return to its original size? Now, not wanting this podcast to be one-sided, I asked my dear friends how they felt about their bodies post-baby. Now for Anna, Anna cycles everywhere, and when she was pregnant with her second Bryony, she literally embraced her bike and looked phenomenal through her whole pregnancy and even now looks incredible. But for her, she hates her boobs. Having breastfed her two babies, she is thankful for them, but it is one of her insecurities now. For Faye, she felt awkward in her body and found it hard to accept her new shape, size and stretch marks. She felt it took a long time to feel comfortable in her own skin again, but thankfully she started to have fun dressing up again. For Julie, my dear best friend, she feels that post-baby she's let herself go, turning to junk food for emotional support to help her get her through the day with the kids. Now, I did this not long after having Posey. I demolished so many Easter eggs just to get me through the day. Parenting, especially on lack of sleep, is about survival. We do what we can to get through the day. Like so many of us, Julie doesn't have time or the energy to be active. I know myself, but at the end of the day, a glass of wine seems more appealing than squat thrust and jumping jacks. I loved Lucy's outlook on her post-baby body. She said we have to be kind to ourselves and give our bodies time to recover. We need to appreciate that the extra bits we have are because of something amazing. I tell so many of my styling friends to dress the body you have now. But I think a much more positive message would be to embrace, appreciate and celebrate the body you have now. The relationship we have with our bodies is unique to us and only we are undergoing those journeys. So it's up to us to create our own positive body image, as a healthy body image is important for a good mental health. If this podcast resonates with you, especially how you're feeling about your post-baby body, here at Emma's Diary we'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks so much for listening, and this is Renee from Mummy Style.